If you pay a fee for a service that's not being delivered, it's only natural you'll want your money back. Local councils in New South Wales want that state government to give back hundreds of millions of dollars it's collected through a levy that's supposed to tackle waste management. But councils say most of the money raised each year is being funnelled instead into the state's coffers and not on new infrastructure to process waste. David Sparks reports.
As Sydney's population skyrockets, so does the amount of garbage it produces. Most of it gets sent to waste processing facilities in the city's west, where councils like Fairfield are struggling to cope. Frank Carboni is the Fairfield City Mayor.
Currently, there's not sufficient processing plants in Sydney to be able to process the waste.
So where does that waste go that isn't being processed?
Well, that waste will go into landfill.
The state government will collect $771 million this year from its waste levy. But councils like Fairfield are crying foul because they get less than a fifth of that back to help pay the costs of dealing with all the garbage.
The government is banking more than $500 million every year, and that money needs to be put out into making sure that the planning commences today and that the infrastructure gets built.
The peak body for councils, Local Government New South Wales, recently passed a motion calling for 100% of the waste levy to be spent on waste management. Linda Scott is the association's president and a Sydney City councillor.
A large proportion of the New South Wales waste levy is returned to consolidated revenue. It's not spent on environmental programs. Indeed, it's not spent on anything to do with waste.
The Environmental Protection Agency says about one third of the waste levy is spent on waste and recycling programs, including funding for councils and the waste industry. But it's not just money that's worrying councils. 2 years ago, the EPA warned about an infrastructure shortfall, estimating that by 2021, there'll need to be 16 more waste treatment facilities for the Sydney metropolitan area alone. That draft report was supposed to be a precursor for a 20-year waste management strategy for the state. Linda Scott says councils are still waiting.
We've got 33 metropolitan Sydney councils who want to work together to develop a regional waste plan so that we can have a waste solution for Sydney. We also know that the councils in the far west of New South Wales could work so well together.
A spokesman for the New South Wales Environment Minister, Matt Keane, has told the ABC the government is working on the long-term waste infrastructure strategy. Fairfield City Mayor Frank Carboni says it can't come soon enough.
Obviously, until that strategy gets, first of all, implemented and the funds are put in place to make sure that councils can actually achieve that outcome, councils will struggle to dispose of their waste.
It's Fairfield City Mayor Frank Carboni ending that report by David Sparks.